Vocabulary with Comments, List 27, Second Aorists. Now remember, what's a second aorist? Well, it's a verb that, rather than using the normal sigma alpha with an augment to show us it's going into past time, well, it changes form completely, and therefore it doesn't need a sigma alpha, and so the endings, the personal endings, wind up looking just like imperfects. The way we know it's not an imperfect is because the stem has changed, and the stem change tells us it's second aorist. So it's really important, and with the second aorists, not just to know the present tense stem, but also to know what these crazy verbs do when they go into past time, when they become aorists. So, erchemai means I come or go. Eilphon means I came or went. Op erchemai means I depart. Op eilphon means I departed. Eis erchemai means I go into. Eis eilphon means I went into. Ex erchemai means I go out. Ex eilphon means I went out. Pros erchemai means I come to. Pros eilphon means I came to. Now notice all of these erchemai. Erchemai in Greek just basically indicates movement. And then these prepositions tell us which way the movement is going. Okay, op is away from, eis into, ex out from, pros is coming to. So erchemai, op erchemai, eis erchemai, ex erchemai, pros erchemai, well, all forms of erchemai, right? And then the second aorist form of erchemai is eilphon. So it becomes op eilphon, eis eilphon, ex eilphon, pros eilphon. Super important to recognize this because it's very common. Ago means I lead. Agagon means I led. Soon ago means I gather together. Soon agagon means I gathered together. Now, once again, ago means I lead, but soon ago means like I lead together or bring together. And this is where we get our noun form, synagogue, synagoge, right? Gathering together. So soon ago means I gather together. It has a second aorist, soon agagon, which means I gathered together. Balo means I throw. Ebalon means I threw. Now, it sounds identical, but we drop a lambda. It's a very subtle change between the present and aorist. So, balo, I throw. Ebalon, I threw. Ek balo means I cast out. Ex ebalon means I cast out. And in English, cast is the same form for present or for past, so it's a little bit confusing. But notice that balo became ek balo. Here we go again, attaching prepositions. Balo, I throw. Ek balo, I throw out. Ek is out, right? So ek balo, I cast out. Ex ebalon, I cast out, past time. Genomai means I am or become. It's a very important word. It's one of the to be verbs in Greek. The second aorist is egenomein. And we notice that gamma, epsilon, nun. And that's a good clue that we're looking at the second aorist of genomai. It's very easy to confuse genomai with genosko, the next word. And you can see the second aorist of genosko is egnon. And in with genosko, I know, which is also a very common word, genosko, I know, the second aorist is egnon. Notice it's not gamma epsilon noon, it's just gamma noon. So if you see gamma noon together with no vowel in between, it's the past time of genosko. I knew. Very confusing, I think. Let's go over this. Genomai, I am or become. Agenomain, I was or became. Genosko, I know. Egnon, I knew. Now, there are some English cognates here. We have for genomai to I am or become. We have generate to like make something become. And then for gnosko, we have gnostics, gamanun, there it is. They claim to know the secrets of the universe, gnostics. They claim to know. Gnosis is knowledge. That's the noun form, gamanun. So gnosko, I know. Egnon, I knew. Lambano means I take. Elabon means I took. This is another very common form, lob. If you see that lambda, alpha, beta, elabon, it's the past form of take. It means took. Elabon, I took. Lambano, I take. Lego means I say or speak. Apon means I said or spoke. Another very common word in Greek, because many times as we're telling stories, we'll say he said or she said, they said. These would all be forms of apon. Remember, Lego, I say, apon, I said.